Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That while I like Craig Breslow and I like what he did this year, not at the deadline, but I like what he did in the offseason, I feel as though the team is in pretty good hands with him so far. I think he's, you know, acclimated himself pretty well in these 2 years here since the Chaim Bloom era ended. But I'm also officially concerned about the Red Sox lineup in 2026. Bregman opting out just creates so much uncertainty. Trevor Story, if he opts out, that would also create even, I think, a full-blown panic. And I already am panicking a little bit because of Bregman. Bregman opting out, not that I didn't expect him to, but you know, now that it's happened, now that he's basically telegraphed that that's going to be happening, I'm worried they're not going to get him back. And if they don't, I'm worried about this lineup. Not that he was, you know, rocking the lineup this year or anything like that. Certainly not at the end of the season when he was hitting .216 in the month of September, but who are the pillars of this lineup right now? Let's say Bregman's not back. Who is it? Story? Roman Anthony? Jaron Duran? Like, you know, like who are they? I don't know that there's a real answer for that right now. I know people who are going to be in the lineup, and I think Roman Anthony is going to be a pillar of the lineup, obviously. We'll see, you know, when he bounces back and is back out there. I'm sure he's going to become that. Marcelo Meyer, we hope, is going to become that. He's not a pillar in the lineup right now, but he's certainly a guy that I think we're all optimistic about. Christian Campbell, I feel like, is a humongous question mark. Trevor Story, as great of a season as he just had, I don't know if he'll be able to recreate that as he gets, you know, further into his 30s. And Bregman, I'm not sure, is going to be back. I don't know if Jaron Duran's going to be back. Sidan Rafaela will be back. Is he a pillar of the lineup? No. Sidan Rafaela was kind of schmeh this year, you know? Like, he had that one really hot stretch, and he looked great. And then he couldn't put the bat on the ball for about 2 months. He hit that great triple to send him to the playoffs. That was awesome. That walk-off triple was awesome. And he had some other clutch moments this year. But you look at his numbers, he's a young player, so you hope he's going to get better. But, you know, like, I don't know that a repeat of like Jackie Bradley Jr. out there is exactly what you're hoping for when you're talking about mainstay guys, pillars in the lineup, young players that you want to stay and play here for a long time. And I don't mean that to pick on Sidan Rafaela, but I just mean that that's sort of where this team is right now. You know, you have a lot of young players who you know are going to be here. Willier Abreu, Rafaela, the kids I just mentioned, and Anthony and Meyer and maybe Campbell, I guess. Tristan Cassis is another one. I don't know what Tristan Cassis is going to be this year. I have no idea. I like to think he can bounce back and give you something. He definitely seemed like the potential was there a couple years back, but that's a couple years back now. And that was a rough injury that he suffered. So, you know, you go Narvaez, like, Narvaez, I think, is a good catcher and, you know, gold glove candidate and hit for some power this year, and I think was a great pickup. But is he a pillar of the lineup? Like, outside of Roman Anthony, I don't know that you really have one. I don't know that you have one. Story comes back, then sure, he can be one too. But I think that if you're going to go into 2026 expecting Roman Anthony and Trevor Story to be your two main bats, like, that's a risky proposition, isn't it? Is Jarren Duran going to be back? Do you think Jarren Duran's going to be back, Joe?
I don't think he'll be back. I me personally, I think he needs to be traded because of that outfield surplus.
Yeah. I mean,
he's the odd man out for
They
me.
Definitely have an outfield surplus. I question whether or not he should be the odd man. I guess that's all. Because obviously Roman Anthony's not going anywhere, but if it's between him, Rafaela, and Abreu, both of those guys are considerably better defensive outfielders, sure. And Abreu was, you know, hit for more power this year, and before he got hurt, he was on pace to hit, like, you know, 28, 29 home runs, or whatever it was. But, you know, Jarren Duran is someone who's accomplished something in this. You know what I mean? Like, he was an MVP candidate. He had two entire seasons that were better than anything Rafael has ever come close to and better than anything Abreu's ever done. So I understand. I mean, he's one of the older guys, and, you know, you got a couple more arbitration years with him, and I think that if he sticks around and you go through those arbitration hearings with Jarren Duran, things could turn ugly with that. I think Jarren Duran runs hot, boy. You know, like, you get him in a room, you got him over there, and you got the Red Sox telling him all the different reasons why they want to not pay him what he wants. Like, I just feel like that's a, you know, that's a bit of a tinderbox of a situation right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So who's it going to be? We're all concerned about the pitching staff, and we keep hearing about the pitching staff and who's going to be added to the rotation, etc. But I look at the lineup, and I'm terrified. I'm terrified of what this group is sort of shriveling up into right now. Because we don't know exactly what's going to happen with the Ref Snyders and the Romy Gonzalez's of the world and, you know, all those guys. I you know, wouldn't be against keeping them, but I don't know. You know, these are role players. These are guys that you could maybe, you know, get something for in a trade, or maybe you want to keep around, or maybe you just don't feel all that strongly about one way or the other. I would imagine if you asked Alex Cora, he'd probably tell you, you know, mixing and matching every single night and having 175 different lineups can get old after a while. You know, it can just kind of wear on you when you just don't. There was only a couple of times when the lineup even repeated, like, day to day, where they would have the same lineup as they had the day before. That was, like, from what I remember doing the games, like, three or four times, a handful of times that I remember them being the same lineup two straight games. It just never happened. And if I'm Alex Cora, it's like, you know, all right, it's 2025 and we all got to play with sabermetrics and we all got to, you know, work for the best matchups and put in different guys against different pitchers and blah, 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 blah. But at some point, wouldn't you like to, at the very least, know that you got this guy leading off, you got this guy hitting second, and then, you know, unless it's a major, or a day off, scheduled day off or an injury or something like that, you know that this is who's going to be there and that they're going to be producing and that you can rely on them and count on them, and that's the way it is. Like, that's just not something the Red Sox really ever had this year. For a while, it was, you know, it was Duran, Bregman, Devers, 1-2-3, or, you know, some combination of those three at the top. That sort of got shaky through the first couple months. Devers gets traded. And then it was just every single night it was something new. And you had to ride the hot hand. You had to do all these things. And again, I'm not naive. It's 2025. I understand that this is the way the game is played now. This is the way the game is managed. This is the way the teams are built. But I also think you've left yourself now without any real stalwarts in the lineup. It was so heavily dependent on matchups and platoon players and this and that, whatever, that now I feel like the cupboard's kind of bare. It's a little bit bare. Roman Anthony, when he comes back from his injury, I have no doubt he is going to go back into that batter's box and be an on-base machine just like he was when he was up here. I have no doubt about that. But you need more than Roman Anthony. You need more than Roman Anthony in 33, 34, or whatever he's going to be next year, Trevor Story. And you may even need more than Alex Bregman if he does end up coming back. Like, if you bring Bregman back, that doesn't solve all these problems. That doesn't set my mind at ease. But the fact that he's opting out, and now your chances of retaining him go way down than they would have if you had just, you know, extended him or something. Like, not that Boris was ever going to let you do that. But you know what I mean? Like, that makes it just all the more uncertain. There's a lot of uncertainties with this team right now. And I'm not sure exactly what or how Craig Breslow can go about addressing this. What I'm worried is that he's just going to go into the offseason and pluck a bunch of role players again. It's going to be a whole new cast of role players, and I'm not going to go over what names it could be because it could be anybody. Anybody with a nice righty-lefty split. Anybody with, you know, the ability to play more than one position. And you'll get a bunch of utility guys with, you know, random righty-lefty splits who you play, you know, once or twice a week, and you mix and match them all year long, and they're just going to go back and do that again instead of really investing into some established MLB righty or lefty hitters. You know, that's what I'm worried about. I can deal with Rafael in the line. I can deal with some of these other guys, but not if it's all sort of just hoping and praying that role players and platoon guys can continue to do what they did this past year, which they did pretty well, but not well enough to go past the wild card round.
Question for you then, because yes. It sounds like you still have some PTSD on how the ownership has acted and what they've signed previous to last year.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, almost, it was December that they made the Crochet trade. And that was like the first year that they were like, it felt like something was different. Does this offseason have to be good for you to put those fears in the rearview mirror? Because then that will have been a full calendar year, of course, not including the trade deadline that was subpar. I feel like if you trade for Crochet, you sign Bregman, you make these other aggressive mm-hmm. moves in the offseason, you can officially point to, okay, this team is legit going to start trying for real this time. But it still feels like you and maybe some other fans have some PTSD, and that might not have to go away until they actually do something this offseason.
Yeah, maybe. I think what it is that this offseason I look at and I don't see the same kind of hype. I don't see the same kind of hype in this offseason class. Now, you know, Pete Alonso actually hits the market. Kyle Schwarber actually hits the market. Who else? Tucker actually hits the market. You know, like, these guys actually make it to the market, and the Red Sox have a legitimate chance to get into a bidding war and try and sign them, then okay. But something tells me they're not going to make it. I just don't think so. You know, I'd like it if they did. I'd love for the Sox to bring Schwarber back. I'd love Pete Alonso on this team. These are the kind of guys I'm talking about, by the way. The Alonzos and the Schwarbers of the world, not platoon players. Guys that you have in the lineup every single night and you expect 30, 40, 50, 60 home runs from. You know, like, that's what I'm talking about. That's how I think this has to be. That's how you have to look at this offseason. That I think, is the way that that this has to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.